Mario Ritter Jr.
I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. The UN Security Council is set to hold an emergency meeting Monday to discuss the situation in the Middle East following Israel's retaliatory strikes against Iran. The early Saturday attack came weeks after Iran fired about 200 ballistic missiles at Israel amid Israel's wars with Iranian proxies Hamas and Hezbollah in the Gaza Strip and Lebanon. Meanwhile, Egypt's president has offered a new Gaza ceasefire proposal. Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll reports.
Egyptian leader Abdel Fattah al-Sisi proposed on Sunday an initial two-day ceasefire in Gaza to exchange four Israeli hostages for some Palestinian prisoners. He made the announcement as efforts to defuse the more than year-long war resumed in Qatar, with the directors of the CIA and Israel's Mossad intelligence agency taking part. There is no immediate comment from Israel or Hamas. A Palestinian official close to the mediation effort told Reuters that Hamas would listen to the new offers, but remains determined that any agreement should end the war and get Israeli forces out of Gaza. Israel has said the war cannot end until Hamas has been wiped out as a military force.
That was Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll reporting. Russia is reporting it thwarted an attempt by Ukraine to launch an incursion into another Russian region. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russian forces have thwarted an attempt at another cross-border incursion by Ukraine into southwestern Russia, according to a local official. The attempted incursion comes months after Kyiv staged a bold assault on its nuclear-armed enemy that Moscow is still struggling to halt. A Russian governor said what he described as an armed group tried to breach the border between Ukraine and Russia's Bryansk region. He did not clarify whether Ukrainian soldiers carried out the alleged attack, but claimed that the situation was stable and under control by the Russian military. There was no immediate acknowledgement or response from Ukrainian officials.